Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message I have for today, I've entitled, Cheer Up. In John chapter 16, verse 33, we find these words. They come from Jesus himself. And he encourages us by saying, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Cheer in a world that is filled with chaos and strife and troubles and difficulties and turmoil on every hand. We certainly know what tribulation is. But as we look into the past, we find that our tribulation is nothing compared to the tribulation that others of the faith have endured. They have paid for their trust in the Lord with their very own blood. I just yesterday heard a comment that tradition says that the Apostle Peter was crucified upside down on a cross, but before his crucifixion, he had to endure the agony of watching his own wife be crucified. Think about the suffering and the torture that Christians have endured across the ages. In the book of Acts, we read about the stoning of Stephen. How he was a righteous man, a godly man, a wonderful man, one who was a servant of those that he came in contact with. And because of his faith in Christ, he was stoned to death. But he did not complain. He did not cry out for help. He rejoiced that he was counted worthy to die for his Lord. We need to be cheerful in the times when we go through difficulties in our life. Rather than whining, we need to get our act together and begin to praise God. If we go through difficult times, praise God. If we go through terrible times, praise God. If it's a time of loss, praise God. If it's a time of bitter disappointment, praise God. If the doctor gives us a terrible diagnosis, praise God. Oh, we need to cheer up. I'm reminded of a silly illustration of this. A man went in to see the doctor, and the doctor came back out, and he said, "Well, I've got bad news for you. You have a heart condition that is terrible." He said, "You only have a very short period of time to live." And the man said, "Well, doctor, I trust your ability and the schooling that you've received and the understanding that you have, but I'd like to get a second opinion." And the doctor said, "You're ugly too." That wasn't the second opinion that he was looking for, but it gives us an idea that sometimes we need to cheer up by saying, "Hey, it doesn't matter what's going to happen in this life. I have a life that's waiting for me that is so much beyond anything that we can even ask or think." We have hope that goes beyond this world. We need to cheer up and recognize that the time that we have here can be filled with meaningful service to the Lord. And not just service to the Lord that is meaningful to Him spiritually, but meaningful to those that we come in contact with. I pray that the words that we speak might be words that encourage other people. Rather than looking like death warmed over, we need to cheer up and let our face know that our heart that is filled with hope is reflected in the way we look. Cheer up and be cheerleaders for Jesus to those we come in contact with. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come into your presence with joy in our heart, with anticipation that you are the one who knows what is going to happen tomorrow. And by our confidence in you, we can look to you for everything that you bring into our pathway. Let the words truly go from us with hope to those that we come in contact with, that they might see cheer in Jesus. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and become a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.